Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, the top story in the corporate media continues to be these explosions at the Boston Marathon. And video is starting to surface of them. And, again, just on the video they're showing on CNN, there's a little bit of smoke. Then there's a flash of flame. And then all of a sudden there's a lot more smoke coming up. It continues to grow and increase. And if it is a bomb, it's a very poorly made one. And I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if something else is going on. I'm trying to get confirmation of a power outage in the area. I know the Boston Globe's website is offline right now, either from blackout or from simply too many hits going on there. Now, as I mentioned before, going into the station identification, Exxon is out there trying to basically stifle or shut down any criticisms, even humorous, of their Arkansas oil spill. And as you know, the FAA has gone as far as to declare a no-fly zone over that oil spill so that the media cannot go in and take aerial photos of just how bad that oil spill is. We're going on photos from the homeowners who are posting it out there on their social media. We are now learning that the section of pipeline that ruptured had a rupture 22 feet long. And Exxon is going to basically cut it out there and send it out for metallurgical analysis, and it's going to come back saying, oh, somebody used a cheaper grade of metal to save a few bucks than they should have. Apparently, a journalist from NPR trying to visit the site of that ruptured oil pipeline in Arkansas was threatened with arrest. This is NPR. We're not talking about somebody coming out from Bill's blog or something like that. We're talking NPR sent a reporter to investigate the oil spill, and that reporter was threatened with arrest for trying to see the site. Okay, now they're saying in Boston Marathon up to 19 people were hurt. And as I said before, the Boston Police Department is saying there have been three fatalities. Yeah, they're showing that explosion. And again, there's smoke first, then a flash of flame, and then more smoke coming out. And it's just not feeling like a real bomb. I don't know. We'll see what's going on. New York Times is reporting yet another leak has been found at the Fukushima nuclear plant. So all these many months later, we're finally getting the truth about what happened. Back when it first happened, no problem. It's just steam explosions, nothing to worry about. You get more radiation from a banana than you're going to get from Fukushima. Now we're finding out that plutonium-238 was detected offshore from Fukushima, and that news was held secret for 9 months. And so when they're telling you this is all that we're finding and so forth, they were lying. They knew it was worse. They were keeping it under wraps. I remember when Fukushima first happened and the Japanese nuclear authority was releasing this very serious degree of radiation that had been let out. And then 24 hours later, they came back and said, oh, no, it was a calculator error. It's really not that bad. So they've been fudging this thing all over. Now, of course, we're hearing that at some point they have run out of space for all this highly radioactive water they've been using to try and cool the reactor cores and the spent fuel rod pools. These tanks they built are leaking. They don't know how to fix it because they're just holes in the ground lined with plastic, and the plastic is starting to perforate. And so now they're basically at the point where they're just going to say, well, we're just going to dump it in the ocean, which is what they were supposed to keep from doing by building all of these holding pools. Even Bloomberg is saying increasing risk of Fukushima radioactive waste being dumped into the Pacific Ocean. So Barack Obama has leapt into action to guard us all from hazardous levels of radiation in our drinking water. By executive order, he is raising the maximum allowable radioactivity in your drinking water. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're still keeping an eye on this story from the Boston Marathon, two explosions. I saw another video which does indicate a greater degree of energy of this device than had been visible from the other angle. But again, this just reeks of a staged false flag incident to sell us all on terrorism and threat and just, you know, shut up about those stupid little civil rights and go along with whatever the Department of Homeland Security tells you. And again, if there was a real terrorist who wanted to inflict harm on the United States government in retaliation for drone strikes and regime change and the rest of it, why the Boston Marathon? The Boston Marathon is not strategically important to the U.S. government. It is not critical to the financial system of Wall Street. The Boston Marathon was targeted simply because it would attract attention. There are TV cameras there. It's an opportunity to make headline news. That's all it is. It's an attention getter. We're getting a story that apparently there is a fire over at the JFK Library. This is just over Twitter. Whether it's related or not, we don't know, but apparently there was an incident there. It's all kinds of rumors flying on this situation. And again, the corporate media is saying two dead, 23 hurt. Boston PD was saying three dead a little while ago. But again, the big question, who are they going to blame for this? Because the first assumption right now is this is another 9/11. It's another Pearl Harbor. It's another torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. It's a government staged incident to blame on a third party to ramp up that war fever. We've got to get North Korea. We've got to get Iran. We've got to get Syria. We've got to get the Patriot Movement. So that's what we're waiting to really find out, is to say who is going to get the blame for this. There'll be an anonymous phone call to the newspapers saying, "Hi, we're Iranians. Come and get us, you schmucks." Now, getting back to the situation in Fukushima, as I mentioned before going to this last break, Barack Obama, by way of executive order, is going to deal with the possibility of elevated levels of radioactive contamination in our nation's tap water. And he did it by using the executive order to raise the maximum permissible radioactive contamination. So even as the radioactivity in the tap water goes up, they'll say, oh, it's still safe levels. The government says this is safe. Remember that melamine scandal where all of a sudden it turned out there was this synthetic protein, plastic-like material was being added to pet food and even baby food by Chinese manufacturers, and they made a big deal about it. How dare those Chinese put this melamine in these products? And then all of a sudden they found out American manufacturers are doing exactly the same thing. So they went and they raised the maximum permissible levels of these synthetic materials in baby and pet food in the United States to just above what the U.S. manufacturers were doing and just below what the Chinese were doing. And it kind of makes you wonder how many of these other so-called official safety standards are really safe or are merely politically and economically expedient. Somebody wrote in and said, I wonder if whoever bombed the Boston Marathon, if they were on SSRIs. Well, if they were, we'll never hear it. We will never hear it. Apparently in Boston, the Green Line subway service is suspended out of concerns of structural damage. So, you know, they're ramping this thing up. They're saying they've got unexploded bombs all over the place. And it is. It's a media push. Bombers, 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 Boston, Boston, Boston. Like I said, who is, oh yeah, here we go. Homeland Security is coming on in and saying, yeah, we, okay, this is all being stage managed. This is another fraud. Save the raw video from all of this. They're going to be spinning this some way. And again, all we're waiting to see is who gets the blame. Who gets the blame? All righty, let's see. Back to the Fukushima radioactive leak. Apparently, they're now estimating that 150,000 square kilometers of the Pacific Ocean are contaminated with nuclear material from Fukushima. That's a little less than an accurate picture for two reasons. One, many of the isotopes released from Fukushima have very short half-lives, like cesium. And by now, they have all decayed to less harmful products. The other part of it is all of these nuclear materials are very heavy and very dense, and over time, they will sinter out of the ocean and fall down to the bottom, which is okay until you realize that much of the seafood we eat, crab, lobster, flounders, are bottom feeders, and they will pick up that contamination. And you need to remember that a tuna fish off the coast of Fukushima that becomes contaminated is still just as contaminated by the time they have swum over to the other side of the Pacific and they're being harvested near San Diego, and tunas harvested in San Diego have been found to be contaminated with this radiation. They don't know how to fix it. This is a real crisis. They don't know how to fix it. The government only knows how to fix crises they invent out of thin air, like human-caused global warming. We want a carbon tax. And they're still pushing that one. Fox News had an article today, "Cold Outside, Blame Global Warming." 10 years ago, global warming means no more snow and no more winters. And now, in the aftermath of these record-setting winters, oh, global warming makes the weather colder. They're just raising on a busted flush on that one. The Arctic sea ice expanse area is increasing this April, even though it is supposed to be spring, during the time when the Arctic ice will melt. 9 inches of snow in Minnesota, which proves I'm smarter than Al Gore. Somebody just sent me in some pictures from, I think it's North Dakota. They're making snowmen up there. Now, not too long ago, there was a story where U.S. expert, meaning somebody on the government payroll with lots of gold, shiny things hung on the wall to convince you that he's somebody you should listen to, was predicting back in 2005, the sea level was going to rise 1,000 meters, a kilometer rise in sea level from global warming, human-caused global warming. And yet we know Al Gore just bought himself a new beachfront mansion. So obviously he's not buying this either. But if you get out your calculator and you do the volumetric calculation, you will see there isn't actually enough water on the planet to raise the sea level a kilometer high. It's just another bit of the extreme scare tactics they're using to get you to do what they want to do. And this Boston Marathon explosion, it's another scare tactic to get you to do what the government wants. We've got to go after North Korea. We've got to go after Syria. Apparently, they're shutting bridges over the Charles River down against the possibility of more bombing. They're trying to maximize its effect. It's like after 9/11 when they shut down all the airports to strand people. It was done to increase the psychological effect. Yeah, this just reeks of false flag. They're showing an aerial view of the bomb site, and it doesn't look like there was that much damage. It wasn't a very impressive bomb. And I'm sorry for the people who got hurt and killed, but it wasn't a crowd. So we'll see what's coming out of that. But again, classic false flag attack. The only question is who's going to get blamed for it. Apparently the fire department's going to have a news conference real soon where they'll talk about it. But again, who will they blame for this? Who will they blame? Meanwhile, something that they're not spending a lot of time reporting on is the Dow just closed at 265 down. We don't need to talk about the economy. We don't need to talk about all that stuff. We have a bomb to talk about. We've got blood and gore to wave at the American people. Let's see. We talked about this last week. The new guidelines, federal guidelines for science courses in the United States have come out. And again, it's all pushing human-caused carbon dioxide is driving global warming. That's not education. That's indoctrination. They're not teaching our kids what's going on in the world. They're teaching them what to believe. By the way, do you remember all this brouhaha about alternative energy? We've got to be free of fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are fueling global warming. Apparently not, to judge by this last winter. And they were saying, we've got to, you know, windmills and solar panels and everything. Well, apparently, the United States power utilities have gotten together and they're starting to warn the U.S. government that people putting solar panels on their homes is threatening to destroy these private utilities, the electrical companies. Isn't that what we were supposed to do? Decentralize? Oh, no, 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 no. You can have a few solar panels and you can grow some tomatoes in your backyard, but really, we've got to make sure you remain dependent on these large corporations for your electricity, for your water, for your food, for your medicine. You're not allowed to do anything for yourself because that's independence. And independence means you can't be controlled and exploited and harvested from. We need you dependent. Because dependency is slavery. Dependency is control. And so here, after all this incredible talk about global warming and we've got to go to solar energy and we've got to, break free of fossil fuel. And now the electrical companies themselves are saying solar panels on your home are bad for business. Oh, my goodness. It just gets so insane out there. Now, a little bit of positive science news here. As you're probably already aware, here on the island, on the big island of Hawaii, we have one of the world's finest astronomical observatories. And they have just cleared the final legal hurdles for the construction of the new world's largest telescope. Construction to start next year. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And finishing up on this story, down on the Big Island of Hawaii, we have one of the world's finest astronomical observatories. They've got the Keck telescopes down there. It's an amazing, amazing place. And they have finally cleared the legal hurdles to build a new 30-meter telescope. This will be the world's largest. It's adaptive optics. The engineers are already down there. I was down on Hilo on Saturday, and you know, 1 degree of separation. The people are already showing up to start build this. It's going to be an amazing instrument. It will not be the world's largest for very long, because there's already a larger one that is in the planning stages. But it's going to be a new hallmark up there. The long delay was, of course, because the indigenous Hawaiian people view the tops of the volcanoes as sacred ground, and they get very upset when people start digging around up there, even if it is for a noble scientific purpose. But apparently all the ruffled feathers have been soothed, and they're moving forward with this 30-meter telescope. And I'm old enough to remember when the 200-inch down at Mount Palomar was the world's largest. And these are amazing, amazing telescopes to go see. If you ever get to the Big Island, make it a point to go up there and see the observatory. You're going to need a four-wheel drive. and they do make you stop at the visitor center for half an hour. It's about halfway up the mountain in order to get used to the thin air because it's a 14,000 foot peak. And you will be suffering hypoxia. You are above more than half the Earth's atmosphere. It's just an amazing, amazing place. Alrighty, getting back to the situation in Boston. They're now reporting 2 dead, 28 hurt. And they're already, again, they're maximizing the news impact of this. New York City and Washington, D.C. are tightening security procedures in their city. They're screaming about everybody's going to have to put up with new security. And one commentator has already made the link to Patriots Day, which is the end of this week. And so it looks like this is going to be blamed on domestic anti-government white separatists, blah, 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 government hating, gun loving, whatever they're going to shove in there. But they're already making the link to the Patriot movement and Patriots Day. So now we know who the designated scapegoat is, who's going to be framed for this thing. So the classic, classic false flag. I am not. Okay. Two more devices have been found and dismantled from which we will get the evidence that links the bombs to the designated patsies. All righty. Moving right along. We have been talking lately about the so-called patent troll legal firms. These are firms who go out and find obscure patents that have never resulted in a product, and they go out and they look for infringements and they sue people. A very absurd example is this company that is going around threatening to sue any business that uses a scanner to create an attachment to email. Now, we all think that's kind of a common sense thing to use scanners for: scan a document, attach it to an email, and send it out. But apparently there is actually a patent that covers this specific process of using scanners to create attachments for emails. This patent troll company has basically gotten itself the position of representative of the patent, and they're going out there and charging these businesses $1,000 for patent infringement on this idea of using a scanner to create. It's absurd. And now it's come out that 56% of all patent violation lawsuits are coming from these patent troll companies. And it's just another way of gaming the system. And sometimes people will patent something that has not been patented, but is in the public domain. And they claim to patent it. They come up with some excuse to say this is a new original idea and is very different from what was out there. I remember when I was involved in computer animation many, many years ago, somebody tried to actually put a patent on the idea of anti-aliasing the pixels, even though it was common public art long, long before, and they said, well, we've got a new way to do it, but any anti-aliasing at all becomes a violation of our patent. That one, fortunately, was thrown out of court by a judge who could scarcely conceal his laughter. But, I mean, sometimes these lawyers, it just gets absurd. And they're not interested in justice or fairness. They're just out there to game the system to make themselves huge amounts of money. And let's see, looking back at the corporate media, they're now using Google Street View to show what the street looked like. This is going to be nonstop for the rest of the day, probably for the rest of the week. And again, who gets the blame for this? Who gets the blame for this latest false flag attack? Certainly, it is heaven sent for TSA and the Department of Homeland Security, who are coming under all this criticism for this draconian security inspections at bus stations and train depots and all the rest of it. And by the way, I had a, you know, very strange experience with TSA Saturday. Going down from Honolulu to the Big Island, piece of cake, metal detectors, that was it. Coming back the other way, though, I got the full Nazi treatment. And when we come back from this next commercial break, I've got a little message I want to share with the TSA, a little dose of reality about what's going on. Because these losers that they are hiring for TSA don't really seem to have much of a clue at all about the real world and the dangers of these technologies they're playing around with. So we're going to be looking at that and following up on the Boston bombing after these words from our sponsors.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And going around the channels on the corporate media, all they are talking about is the Boston bombing. They're not, there's nothing else. The very low ending of the stock market, it's in the bottom crawl, and that's it. It's all about the bombing and how security must be tightened around the country and how they're deploying anti-terror forces around landmarks in Manhattan and Washington, D.C., and everybody's going on full alert. And, of course, the Department of Homeland Security is rubbing their hands together at the increase in budgets they're going to get. And the TSA is out there saying, see, we were right to do these things. And as I mentioned before the break, had a very bizarre experience with TSA myself on Saturday. Going down from Honolulu to Hilo, all they had was the metal detector. TSA workers, very cool, very professional. They just, you know, did the thing and, you know, nice attitude, very polite people. A lot of aloha. No problem. I don't have a problem with that. Coming back from Hilo, got the full treatment, had the body scanners. And I almost said I was going to opt out, but apparently they didn't have the opt-out crotch groper there. And so I wound up getting into a discussion with this very cute lady in a TSA uniform who's out there saying, sir, it's not X-ray, it's just radio waves. And I kept saying, I know it's radio waves. They're terahertz radio waves. And MIT and John Hopkins have confirmed that these terahertz radio waves are, in fact, able to damage skin DNA. And she kept saying, sir, it's not an X-ray, it's just radio waves. So is a microwave oven. You want to sit in that? And the thing that really punched my buttons and got me angry enough to seriously consider decking this person was that air of assumed superiority. You couldn't possibly know about it. I'm the TSA. Well, listen, I went over to the Department of Homeland Security to the page where they recruit the TSA workers. And it says, requires a high school diploma or general education certificate. No college degree required. Now, you have to have a four-year college degree to get a job as a cashier over at the McDonald's. So these TSA workers are the people who don't qualify to be burger flippers. These are not paragons of intellectual and academic achievement. In fact, looking at this girl, to me it looks like she spent most of her high school learning how to paint herself to look like the cover of Vogue. And so I have a message to you, TSA. If you don't want to seriously tick off the public any more than you already have, stop acting like you're the smartest ones in the room, because you are not. You are in all probability the dumbest people in that room, and that everybody going through your little scanners and pat downs are at least equal, if not superior to you, in intellectual accomplishment. And this girl is just obviously not conversant on the subject of terahertz radiation. She kept going back to the pre-programmed talking point. Oh, it's just radio. I know it's just radio. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And this attitude that we are stupid and they are smart is very irksome. Anybody who has gone to the lengths to have a college education, to be educated, to know what they're talking about, nothing angers them more than an obvious moron trying to pretend that they're smarter than you are. It's infuriating. So it was a very bad experience coming back. And I know what's going to happen 10 years from now. These TSA workers standing next to these terahertz machines are going to be coming down with skin cancer. And they're going to be saying, but the government said these machines were safe. Yeah, this is the same government told you Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. This is the same government that told you those shoe store fluoroscopes were safe to use. The government doesn't know. They are not omniscient. They don't know all the aspects of terahertz radiation and its biological effects because it's a brand new technology. Just like fluoroscopes were brand new technology back when the government said those were safe. But more than anything else, it is the attitude of these Gestapo types that they are clearly automatically superior because they've got the purple rubber gloves when it says right on their website. These are people who may not have even completed high school, could not qualify for jobs at McDonald's because McDonald's does require a four-year degree. And when you're talking with somebody who is former NASA, former engineer, who understands very clearly what MIT and John Hopkins are talking about when they talk about molecular resonance, to just come across with the idea of, oh, you've got nothing to say to me because I'm smarter than you because I'm TSA, that just really chaps my hide. The only difference between the brown shirts and the blue shirts, brown and blue. That's it. That's the only difference here. Alrighty. Well, they've got all the experts in terror lined up. They've got them coming on in. This thing was ready to go when the bombs went off. They've got all of the anti-terrorists. The graphics are ready. They're waiting on the official fire department press conference. Apparently that has been delayed. And, of course, Jane Harmon is out there screaming, Mideast terror and blah, blah, blah. The White House is on lockdown from the outside, not the inside, obviously. Yeah, they're milking this for everything they can get. And again, this to me is an obvious false flag attack to be blamed on some as yet unknown party, although they're already making the linkages to Patriot Day. And again, if there was a real individual or group who wanted to punish the United States for drone strikes that are killing all these innocent people, regime change, economic looting, why would they pick the Boston Marathon? The Boston Marathon is not strategically important to the U.S. government. The Boston Marathon is not at all important or critical to America's financial system. Its only reason to be a target is the news cameras were already there. This is all about attracting attention and creating an instant news sensation for political purposes. I guarantee you this is another false flag, 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Maine, whatever. We've documented many times the lies used to motivate the American people, and they always turn out to be lies. This has got made in U.S. government written all over it. All we need to do is say, who gets the blame? Who gets the blame for it? Patriot groups, Iran, North Korea, Syria. It's a huge long list of people the U.S. government wants to get going. They're desperate to take your mind off the crashing economy. And if they can't get war with North Korea going, then they'll get a big domestic crisis going. They're going to milk this all week long so that you're not looking someplace else. And as you see all this reporting on the Boston bombing, and yes, it's tragic for those people who were there, and I've got friends and family in the region, it's a tragedy for those who died, and I'm sorry for those who got hurt. But as we see more reporting on this, there are really just two questions you need to keep in mind. Who's going to get the blame for this, and what are we being distracted from? Now, getting back to the gun grabbers and the links to SSRIs, and like I said, I had a listener write in and say, I wonder if these bombers were on SSRIs. And by the way, Twitter is already saying they were suicide bombers. So there's the link to those gosh darn Arab Muslims. We've talked about the problems with SSRIs. We know the government understands these are a problem because the gun grab up in New York, they're going after people who are on prescription antidepressants and taking their guns away. Up in Montana, that long form that you have to fill out to get your permit to own a gun includes, are you on prescription antidepressants? So they know it's a problem. But there's an aspect you may not be thinking about. We've been talking about this for a very, very long time. People who are on SSRI antidepressant drugs, and that's right now 10% of the human population, American population rather, and they take these drugs, they don't metabolize them all, and the excess goes into their toilet, goes to the water treatment plant, which is not designed to take pharmaceutical chemicals out of the tap water, and it comes right back and out of your tap in the bathroom or the kitchen. So our urban water systems are loaded with these prescription drug residues, including SSRIs. So SSRIs could be causing mass violence even in people who are not officially prescribed to take them. It's a complete mess, and they're not going to do anything about it.
We're too busy fighting human-caused global warming.
The National Vaccine Information Center's advocacy portal is listing current vaccine bills throughout the United States. There are anywhere from 1 to 6 of these vaccine bills in more than 30 of the United States. If these bills are passed, it will mandate more vaccinations for the American people. More mandated vaccines and further restrictions on our rights to refuse them. You will take this needle. And yet we know these vaccines range from being completely ineffective to being the cause of illnesses. They've been talking about the mumps epidemic of 2009, and now there's a measles epidemic, and it's hitting the kids who got the vaccines. And people are standing up and saying, we don't want these, we don't trust them. And the government's response is, we don't care if they don't work. We don't care if you don't trust them. They are making money, and you will take your vaccine. They're taking away control over your own body. Now, whether you agree with his methods or not, Paul Watson and his campaign against Japanese whaling appears to be scoring some successes. The whaling season in the Antarctic has just ended, and apparently the Japanese got less whales than they have at any other time since they started this program under the guise of research. So score one for Paul Watson on that issue. We got some callers waiting on the line. Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Just a quick commentary. I've been watching the footages, as you have. I guarantee you, when this all washes out, it's not going to be North Korea. It's not going to be Iran. It's going to be right-wing extremists. Because what are we on the precipice of? We're on the precipice of the gun vote.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it.
I don't know. They've put too much into this to limit it to that. Like I said, they've already made the linkage to Patriot's Day at the end of the week. And what the government is after are gun rights. And so I think they're going to find whenever this gets tracked back to whoever's being framed for this, they're going to turn out to have arsenals of assault weapons, and they're anti-government plotters. And it's going to be the push is going to be to basically disarm all of America because too many Americans are opposed to the government, and we've got to maintain control and justice, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and that was my first thought. And, of course, who supplied them with those weapons?
You mean the bombers? Well, I mean, that's not going to come out. This is a classic frame-up. This is probably another one of these FBI sting operations. Remember, the bombing at the World Trade Center in 1993 was an FBI sting operation, and the New York Times actually admitted that the FBI's informant inside that group asked for permission to use a harmless substitute powder for the explosive, and the FBI said no. Leave the explosive fully operational. So they wanted that bomb to go off, and the same thing may have happened here. There's going to be a whole bunch of patsies set up to take the fall for this, and the FBI informants that set it all up are probably on their way to the Bahamas right now.
Yeah, that was my first thought when it all went down, this is another setup operation by the FBI. They're going to find a guy in an apartment that's been worked for years that has assault weapons and handguns with clips, in greater capacity than 10 rounds, and that's going to be it. And then that's the final nail in the coffin of the whole gun control debate. You're going to have people standing on the floor of the Senate and of the House saying, we need to do this. I guarantee you that's where this goes.
Oh, no, that'll be part of it. But it's not the whole thing. They're going to be calls about, we've got to rein in this so-called patriot movement and all these un-Americans who refuse to support the war and who refuse to support our Federal Reserve. This is going to be a big, huge push to demonize anybody who is at all unhappy with the federal government. They're pounding this too hard. They're going to push the scope as far as they can on this thing. You know, this could be the beginning of a new McCarthy-like witch hunt against anybody who's not 100% American, with 100% American defined as supporting the wars, supporting the destruction of the Constitution. We could, worst-case scenario, we could see more bombs go off in other cities across America leading to Patriot Day, where Obama can declare a national emergency and suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They are that desperate right now. They are backed into a corner on so many of these areas. Okay?
Yes. All right, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We are getting confirmation. There was a bomb that went off at the JFK Presidential Library. So that's now being confirmed by Russia Today and some other sources. Earlier Twitter report. Kent in West Virginia. Aloha, Kent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple of comments, Mike. Today is tax day, and that is Boston. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. There's going to be all kinds of linkages in there. They're going to try and blame everyone on this one because again, they're desperate to, like, put down all of this resistance to the government by the American people. I'm not sure Boston was a really great target because that was the beginning of the American Revolution. Or maybe if they are, in fact, planning on blaming the Patriot Movement for this, then Boston makes a really good target. My concern is we're going to see additional bombings across the country between now and Patriots Day, and they're just going to blame, anybody who's got reason to dislike or distrust the American government is going to get blamed for this.
No, what I'm saying is it's an anti-tax thing. April 15th is tax day.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. So,
you know, well, so they'll put tax protesters in there along with the gun owners, and yeah, they're going to cast as wide a net as they can with this thing.
All right, thanks.
All righty. Let's see, moving right along here. Speaking of Hilo, and I'm just putting the video back up, there is a major move on Hilo to kick Monsanto off of that island, because Monsanto is out here in the Hawaiian Islands with all the test plots for their genetically modified plants. They come out here to test them in case something comes out of the ground that starts eating school buses. They figure, well, it's just Hawaii. We don't need to worry about lawsuits from the mainland. And the people of Hawaii are trying to get Monsanto out of there as well. We are now seeing a news story. Germany is now talking openly about confiscation of savings accounts to deal with their impending financial crash. This is the new normal. The bankers are coming for your savings account. If you have spent your entire life playing by the rules, filling out all the forms, paying all the taxes, and you still manage to get a little bit in your savings account, they're going to come and take that from you. That's where we are right now. And I think this Boston bombing may be the beginning of a larger operation to basically end the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in this country.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops. drops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And following up on this Boston bombing false flag, and I'm convinced that's what it is, the New York Post and Fox News are both reporting that authorities have identified a possible suspect in the bombings. He is at the hospital. He's one of the injured. They are now have a police guard on him. And supposedly he is a suspect because from the pattern of the shrapnel wounds on him, he was standing right next to the bomb when it went off. Well, I'm sorry. If he was standing right next to the bomb when it went off, he may not have known it was a bomb. Now, do you remember back with the 7/7 bombing of the London Underground, where there was this ongoing exercise against bombers on the underground, and some unknown party had gone into the Muslim neighborhood to hire actors to play the bombers? And then it turned out the bombings took place exactly where this drill was expecting them to happen. And from one of the witness statements about the bombers, it began to look like they thought they were carrying practice bombs because they were paid to basically test security, and it turned out the bombs they were carrying was real. Maybe that's what happened here. We need to find out. Was there an ongoing training security exercise simulating a bombing at the Boston Marathon? So this thing is going to be a three-ring circus, and yeah, I'm assuming this is a false flag attack, because who benefits from bombing the Boston Marathon? It's not going to benefit Iran. It's not going to benefit Syria. It's not going to benefit North Korea. It's not going to benefit the Patriot Movement. Not going to benefit tax protesters. It benefits the government. So the government is behind it. We know because of all the other false flags they've been pulling on us throughout the years to get some particular agenda moving forward. The burden of proof is on the government to prove what it says is the truth, and they are facing a very skeptical American people. So they're saying third explosion at JFK Library, unclear if related to the two at the Boston Marathon. Gee, you think? I mean, are enough bombs going off in Boston where it may not be the same situation? And again, because the two bombs at the Boston Marathon went off 100 yards apart, this one guy they think is a suspect, obviously, if he is a suspect, he didn't act alone. This is a coordinated campaign. My concern is there will be additional bombings in other cities to justify a national security crackdown. This is the beginning of a really big push to shut those pro-gun activists up, to shut those people up who think the government is lying and cheating and stealing and using fraud and deception. This could be the beginning of something very big and very ugly. So they've already got the tip lines out. 800 bomb tips, whatever it is. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, keeping an eye on all this stuff. It is a false flag beyond all doubt. Please share what you know with who you know. Please express your doubts and concerns to everybody. Yes, the undercover informants will be laughing at you and ridiculing you because that's their job. Just ignore them. And remind everybody, this is the government that lied to us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. They're probably lying again. Aloha, America.